This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you a question, and that question is, if you're only just joining us, when was the last time you bought a product that lived up to the hype, and what was it? We've got a bunch of responses, a really busy show today. What have we got over on Twitter, Arv?
Yeah, so this comes from Sue, who says, any Apple product really, especially the MacBook Air, which exceeded expectations. The only exception was Apple Pencil, which I bought for 400 ringgit but used only 10 times before it died. Most expensive pencil I ever bought. Casey says the long battery life of iPhone 11 Pro Max and the vacuum sweeper robot. Oh yes, but Casey puts the long in like, you know, like
yes,
quote unquote long.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. But Rebel to Save the Environment says, my pre-owned CB500X, first owner was very careful. Current owner also a careful rider.
Mm-hmm. Christine?
We don't have any new responses on Instagram, sadly.
Okay. I've got one over here on WhatsApp. A recent purchase that lived up to the hype. A drink inspired by Rasm. At a new bar. It was called Rasm, funnily enough. Totally worth it.
Hmm.
We have some feedback from Benji about the space story. They'll still send the winner into space. The fine print didn't say whether it's dead or alive.
Oof.
Benji's dog for Friday, man. Come on. Right, let's go into the final story. Speaking about dark things, Batman.
Yeah, so you know how over the past 6 months, as we've been in quarantine or lockdown or the MCO or whatever you want to call it, some of us have started a business, some of us have found new hobbies or new skills, some of us have read books that they haven't meant to read for a while. Turns out one 23-year-old college student in Vietnam built a Batmobile.
Like an actual Batmobile.
To scale Batmobile. So the Batman production may have had a pause, although it has resumed production today. It's clear, though, that Bat fans are still on the prowl because Nguyen Duc Trung from Hanoi, Vietnam, decided to just casually assemble his own team to build a life-size replica of the iconic Batmobile after watching the 2008 Batman film, The Dark Knight.
He just watched it and went, you know what, I'll just wing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. He said, I was so impressed by with the car and I fell in love with it the first time it appeared in the movie. The replica he built measures at 3.6 meters long, 2.6 meters wide, and 1.5 meters high, seats two people, and can travel on a straight road at the maximum speed of 100 km per hour. And of course, you know, the other thing that we have to know about Nguyen is that he also does run a side business making cosplay props. So this is not really his first go around at trying to replicate something from a movie or TV or other media.
Okay.
But he did talk a little bit about the process, and he said, honestly, all stages were challenging, though the hardest one was collecting parts. The frame and body were found in Vietnam, but he had to import the tires and some other parts as well. He began the project in 2019 and spent 10 months and a whopping $21,600 on the Batmobile.
But it looks cool.
Which is
it
about
a
500 million Vietnamese currency that I don't currently know the word for. I'm so sorry. But while the Batmobile is technically functional, Nguyen and his team are still making the final touches, including working on its interior, adding lighting, and so on. And he says that he's really happy to see his brainchild and proud of it because of the difficulties he overcame.
I mean, you talk about achievements and putting your mind to something, you know, like just focusing on something and actually building it.
If there's anything more motivational, you know, I don't know that it exists.
Yeah. And it looks amazing.
It looks
fantastic.
Like you mentioned, it was modeled after the 2008, The Dark Knight, the Tumblr. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the actual Tumblr.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it really makes you think, like, all that time I spent during lockdown, what have I been doing, you know?
I mean, I made a dalgona coffee.
I read a book.
What are we doing?
That took effort.
It did take effort. But you know, before we wrap up, I've got one more message. One more message here as well that I want to refer to from number ending 8995. When we're talking about stuff that lived up to the hype, and this is a good one. Transformers Generation 1, Starscream masterpiece, so hyped that it's still in the box. Now, I believe that these retail for about $1,000.
Yeah.
If
it's in mint condition.
If it's in mint condition and it's still boxed. I have a story about one of these.
Go on.
I sold one of these when I was much younger. It wasn't in the box, but I sold it back then for 20 ringgit.
Oh no.
I sold my entire Transformers collection way below market value because I'm stupid.
And you didn't know it would collect.
You basically did the opposite of what everyone in the 90s did with Beanie Babies.
Yes,
where
I did.
Everyone thought that was going to be an investment, and then it wasn't. So, you know, you at least you didn't do that.
That's true. That's true. But well done, number ending 8995. I'm hyped for you.
I think I know what he's talking about. Like, I think my cousin had it. It's not in mint condition or still in the box. So
it's
a red, white,
and blue airplane.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Like, it's an amazing toy.
I'm just going to nod as if I understand what's going on right now and that this is definitely not something that is before my time a little bit.
Well, there we go. I mean, that was a nice show for a Friday. I'm just ignoring what she's saying over there because I want to have a nice weekend.
Sure.
And I'm looking forward to lunch. That's arriving very shortly.
We are very hyped for lunch.
Okay. Before we wrap up, of course, let's quickly run through the stories that we covered for today. We started off with that story and we were speaking about the PS5 hype train and tech hype moving into the Christmas period, of course, the holiday season. All kinds of tech companies all vying for your attention and your money. And it sparked that question of when was the last time that you bought a product that actually lived up to the hype? And what was it?
Mm-hmm. We have one more last response in from Andrew FWK, who says an SSD. Which, to be fair, makes a big difference,
actually,
SSDs, lived up to the hype.
In my MacBook Pro 2010, I put in, which I'm using right now, I put in an SSD and it made it feel like an entirely new machine.
Lived up
to the hype.
Super fast.
Yes. Mm.
Then we spoke about how there's a reality TV show that wants to send its winner to space.
Okay, and then we wrapped up with, of course...
The Batmobile is real. Some wonderful 23-year-old Vietnamese college student made his own Batmobile.
Wow. That's all the time we have for today, though, of course. But if you did miss any part of the show, don't forget the podcast will be up and available very shortly. Wherever you normally get your podcasts from, I recommend the BFM app. It's really good. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. And you can, of course, listen to us via Spotify or the website. Now, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Piling an engineering firm, Ikmas Jaya, slipped into the red in 2018 and have been looking to climb out ever since. Given the current economic environment and gloomy outlook, what will newly appointed COO Stephen Choi do? We'll find out just after these messages. Music to take us up to the top. It's the Ravenettes with Love in a Trash Can. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. We'll be back not next week, but the week afterwards. Next week, it will be Frida and Audrey. Time for a break. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.